Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, April 1st, 2015. And with me today, I have two incredibly awesome people. Dave Hamilton, how are you?
I'm fantastic today.
And awesome as well. And equally awesome, Brian Chaffin. How are you?
I am I'm awesome.
Equal but different, it seems, in our descriptions from Jeff today.
Yeah, and it's that diversity that makes everything exciting in our lives.
Indeed.
Yeah. Also exciting, we have a sponsor this week, and that would be Casper Mattresses. And totally excited that they're sponsoring us, because I'm actually also a very satisfied customer. I love my Casper mattress. I'm sleeping so much better on this than I've slept on any other bed I've ever had. And I love the attention that they put into the materials they use in their mattresses, because it pays off, because I get to sleep better. So they've designed these mattresses with it's like sandwiched materials together. So you have different types of foam so that you have good support, but you don't get hot, you don't sink in. And it's as if someone tailored a bed just for me. Well, and for you too, because they're such great beds. And
well, that's kind of the benefit of memory foam, right? Is it really does tailor just for you when you're in it.
That's a really good point. Yeah. So yeah, it really is a bed tailored just for me.
Yep.
Yeah. And I love that they've been able to make these really high quality beds at really good prices. So, for example, I have the queen size bed, $850. Which is a lot less than you're going to pay for a comparable bed if you go to a mattress store in wherever it is that you happen to live. But it gets even better, because if you go to casper.com/TDO and use the discount code TDO, you get $50 off your mattress. Also, you get free shipping. So you can have the very same mattress I have for $800 delivered right to your door. And absolutely wonderful beds. They don't use showrooms, so they can keep the cost down, and then they just deliver right to your door. That means you can try out the bed in your home, which is a much better place to try out a bed than on a showroom floor, and $50 off. So there you go. You should really go check out Casper Mattresses, casper.com/TDO. Use the discount code TDO. Get yourself $50 off a mattress and start sleeping better just like I do. So, hey, thank you, Casper, for being our sponsor.
Indeed.
Yeah. Now, the big thing I wanted to take a look at today is this news, Dave, that you've been able to uncover about just how the process is going to work when we go in to look at Apple Watches starting on April 24th, when they're available in the stores to purchase. So we've already heard we're going to have to set up appointments, but it turns out that we can walk in too.
Well, yeah. So, you know, we talked about this, I guess, on Monday's show, where there's been all these reports that you're going to need an appointment to see or even buy an Apple Watch. And I even said on Monday's show, well, you know, that sounds crazy. If somebody walks in and wants to buy a watch, they're going to sell them a watch. And that then triggered a series of conversations that it turns out that that's wrong, but also right.
Well, I said very specifically there was missing information because it didn't make sense.
Because it doesn't make sense. No, and you're right. Absolutely right. And thankfully now we have that information. So the best way to explain how it's going to work is to rewind back to February. And in February, Apple rolled out a new process for the Genius Bar. Previously, at the Genius Bar, you either made an appointment at home or standing outside the Apple Store on your phone, and then had that appointment, you know, at time, and you'd go in and you would be seen at your appointment time. If you did not have an appointment, you walked in and said, I don't have an appointment, but I need help. And they'd say, well, maybe you could come back at, like, you know, 4 o'clock, and we might be able to squeeze you in. It was always this really non-perfect process, right? And so because of that, they didn't really leave a lot of appointments each day open for walk-ins. They would book mostly, I think, 70 or 80%. But they rolled out a new thing that they dubbed the Genius Bar Customer Journey, or an iteration on the customer journey, in February. And, you know, Apple likes their – Apple, you know, Apple tells all their store employees that they should – that they want the store experience to be akin to walking into a Ritz-Carlton, right? That was Steve Jobs' whole thing, right? So so now what they do is they actually leave more room for walk-ins. They only book about 50% of their appointments. And what happens is you walk in and say, I've got my problem. And they've got a system in place that they've been building for quite some time that knows how long, you know, they ask you a couple of qualifying questions, like what's the problem? And if it's, you know, I've got a cracked screen on my phone. Okay, great. We know that that takes about, you know, 25 minutes. And they just put it in and the system knows. The employee doesn't even have to know, right? The system knows how long it's going to take. It also knows how many geniuses in the store at that moment or on, you know, on duty that day are capable of addressing whatever problem it is that you have. And then it kind of assigns you to the one that has the most, you know, the next availability in their queue. And then the handler that you deal with gets your cell phone number and says, okay, well, looks like it's going to be about 35 minutes or however long it's going to be. But go ahead, take off, go do whatever you want. We will text you as that time updates. And so you get several texts. And then finally, you know, the final one is when you're at the time of your appointment. And then hopefully you're back at the store by that point because you've been warned appropriately leading up to it. And what this does is, A, it makes the experience for you, the person with the problem, much better than just standing around in the store hoping for that, you know, squeeze in availability. And B, it also frees up the store, right? So that you don't have all these people milling around. And instead the store has, you know, less warm bodies in it. The only people that are there are the ones that are actually there shopping. And so it's a good thing for everyone. And this is what Apple intends to do, or is training all their employees to do for the Apple Watch. So yes, you will need an appointment, but if you walk in and want an appointment and there is still time in the day available, they will book you one similar to this process that they do with the Genius Bar. And then you will get your texts and all of that. But everyone that wants to either try – go ahead, Brian.
Can I stick in a kind of a qualifying
– yeah, please do.
The point here is that rather than making all or most of the available appointment times available for pre-schedule, they are specifically holding open – And our sources say, what, 50%, right?
Yeah, that's right.
50% of the theoretically available appointment slots for people who walk in so that they can schedule those people who walk in.
That's right.
And that was the missing information that we had.
Yep.
So it's going to – I mean, they're managing the time.
That wasn't missing. We knew that, you know, a month and a half ago, right, with the Genius Bar.
Right.
And what the missing information, just to clarify, Brian, is that they're taking this process and applying it to the Apple Watch as well. Right. Yeah, that's right. Yep. And it, you know, a couple of other interesting details kind of came out as we began researching this. There will actually be two types of Apple Watch appointments, a try-on appointment and a sales appointment. Now, if you are booked for a try-on appointment after April 24th, when the watches can actually be sold in the store, you will be booked for both back-to-back, and you won't even realize it. They won't tell you this. But this is so they can manage their own time, because there also will be people coming in for just the sales appointment, which is the pickup process. You know, if you've pre-ordered, you already know what you want. Not even that you already know what you want. You've already ordered it, and you're just coming to get it at the store. That's the sales only appointment. Now, the app. Apple has been pushing for people to begin using the App Store, the Apple Store app. Need to make sure I don't misspeak there, because they are two different apps.
Very much so.
Yep. And in the Apple Store app, you can't reserve your appointment yet, but you will be able to. But you can go in and look at all the models of watch and select the ones you like, and you can favorite the ones you like. And you should do this. And the reason you should do this is because that list of favorites will then be communicated to the rep helping you with your watch try-on appointment, and they will make sure that you see the watches that you have marked as a favorite. And it helps narrow down the process and make it more efficient. And that way, you know, the goal of the Apple Store employees is not to sell you anything. It's to amaze you. And that's a difference, right? So
that's if they
already
difference.
Know, yeah, if they already know what you want, it makes it much easier for them to amaze you. So that's in a nutshell. I don't think, I mean, maybe I've missed. Oh, well, you put all this together, and what it means is there will be no camping out. There will be no lines to speak of for the Apple Watch. Certainly no lines that extend outside the store. And that is a goal of Apple's to really, I mean, perhaps for their own reasons, but also for their neighbors at these malls, because
and their landlords.
And they and their landlords.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the landlords do get pressure from the other guys. Now, the landlords want Apple's money.
Right.
But they get pressure from all the other guys who are actually paying more money because Apple is there in the first place. So,
exactly.
You know.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, so it's there won't be lines. I mean, there might be a short line if you do choose to walk in. Listen, here's the deal. Schedule an appointment, right? That's going to make it easiest. But if for whatever reason you don't, and you do the walk-in thing, I mean, you might wait behind a couple of people just like you do now for a, you know, to even just to check in at the Genius Bar. You know, sometimes it works that way. But you're not going to see people camping out, and there's no reason to camp out because that's just how it's going to work. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And the missing piece for me was, what happens when you schedule your appointment to go look at an Apple Watch and you want to buy one, but you have to have that appointment too?
Right.
Were they going to send people away? And the answer, of course, was no. We just didn't know how it was going to work. But now we do.
Now we know more. Yeah.
They're booking you for two appointments. You don't realize it.
It's kind of a shame that Apple is not the one telling this story. I mean, it's great that we've got this information that we can share it, but it's a shame that Apple's not telling this story, because there's all kinds of confusion out there. And I actually don't see the benefit. I mean, I don't run Apple, so, you know, it doesn't matter. But I don't see the benefit in keeping this quiet at this stage in time.
I agree. I mean, this is the sort of thing that when they told us, here's the dates they're available for pre-order and for purchase, here's the prices, when they laid everything out, they could have also said, and here's the process that you will go through when get one in a store.
Yep. And they could have easily, I mean, this whole thing could have been, and walk-ins will be handled just like we handle walk-ins with the Genius Bar. That's it. You know, it would be then up to us to say, okay, here's how they handle walk-ins with the Genius Bar. This is what they meant, right? You know, they wouldn't have had to spend 20 minutes explaining it. They just say, oh, yeah, walk-ins will be handled that way, but we highly recommend you book an appointment just like you do for the Genius Bar.
But to be fair, the only people that have paid any attention to this whatsoever is the Echo Chamber. So, sure. You know, as much as before the meeting, I was actually saying that the Apple's issue here is that there are simply too many people in the know for Apple to be able to control the unveiling of this information, right?
I'm going to give them a little credit on this. I don't think they realized that they should have already unveiled this information.
That's giving them credit.
Okay. Yep, that's very possible.
Right? I mean, maybe they're not intentionally holding this back. Maybe it's they don't quite realize. They didn't think that people would dissect this. Now, I mean, I say that, and it's hard to do it with a straight face because
I know.
There's smart people that work there, and everybody dissects everything about Apple. So, I don't know. They've got a lot going on. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, actually. But,
Still, it seems like they should have given us this information earlier, and it would have been cool if it had been an official thing coming from Apple as part of their big announcements. But on the other hand, hey, I'm so glad that we are keeping our ear to the ground and finding this information to help everyone out.
Yeah, I guess I'll know if Apple intentionally wanted to keep this quiet based on the the amount of nasty phone calls I get from them after we run the story. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. You and me both. Love those phone calls.
Yeah. So, yeah, those sounds so much fun.
I'm just glad there was missing information. It just seems so counterintuitive. I want to stress this. The initial story that came out made no sense.
Right.
And I could not buy into it. And now it turns out there's actually rhyme and reason, and it makes a ton of sense. So huzzah for logic.
Yes. And yeah, and it's a system that looks like it should work really well.
Yep.
Yeah. So so the big takeaway is make sure you have the Apple Store app on your iPhone so that you can set up your appointment in advance and not even have to worry about the rest of it.
Yeah.
And that's assuming that you aren't pre-ordering.
That's right. Yeah, that's going to be a whole other fiasco. And we could use some information on that too, by the way, Apple, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, that would be really nice. I mean, yeah. It's the first today, so we're 9 days away from pre-orders.
Yep.
So it would be nice to have a little more info.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So thanks for digging that up, Dave. That was totally awesome.
My pleasure. Yeah, I'm glad we were able to do it.
Yeah. Hey, real quick before we wrap up, I just wanted to get your take from you and Brian, your take on Apple hiring away the guy that was running the advanced technologies department at Dolby.
Well, Dolby has some smart folks. Actually know someone who has worked at Dolby in the past, and they definitely have some smart folks. Met a couple of people that work at Dolby, actually. Not surprising that Apple would target some of their best and brightest.
Yeah, totally makes sense to me. And if you were to speculate, what do you think that they're going to have, I believe his name is Mike Rockwell, working on?
So what exactly does the rumor say he's going to be doing? Special projects?
Hardware division executive.
Yeah, he's a hardware division executive.
Well, he may be coming in to he may be bringing his sound expertise, right? He like may be working on some sort of
quality
sound enhancement technology.
Yeah, some kind of circuitry is what I was looking for. Some kind of sound related circuitry. He could certainly be doing that, or he could just be a very, very good engineer that they're going to have working on some other kind of circuitry. He's working on hardware. He comes from Dolby. He's probably some kind of circuit guy.
Well, yeah. I mean, Jeff, in your article, you noted that he was involved in the Dolby Vision display technology too. So, Apple makes displays. Now, whether Apple should continue to sell standalone displays or not is a whole other topic. But in the iMac and in the MacBook Pro and in the iPad and the iPhone, they put displays in. So, you know, it's good to have a guy like that around.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's also good that Apple isn't that Apple is continuing to push these little things like sound. I mean, sound is obviously such an important part of almost everything Apple is doing at this point. So I want to see some progress there, and hopefully this person can bring some of that stuff.
Yeah, I think that would be very cool. So, hey, we're about out of time. No kidding.
It happens.
It's every time, it seems.
Like clockwork. Yeah. So, Dave, Brian, thank you both for joining me today, and I'm going to be able to rest easier knowing that the process that will go through to do walk-in purchases for Apple Watches is going to be much better. And thank you to Casper for being our sponsor today. Head on over to casper.com/TDO and use the discount code TDO and get yourself an amazingly awesome mattress just like mine so that we can both sleep so much better. And we'll see everyone again tomorrow.